Good morning. This is Sam from Big Radio FM, your favorite radio station. Ultimate Frisbee lovers, listen. Today, our guest is a real champion, Josh Myers from the Ravens. Welcome to our show this morning, Josh.
Thank you very much, Sam. I'm happy to be here.
Josh, the match against the Penguins last weekend was really hard but exciting.
You're right. It was a hard game, and we were lucky to win. The Penguins made a big mistake right at the beginning, and we scored immediately. Then they had to make two substitutions because of injury. They lost their star player. At the end, it was 5-1 to us.
Lucky you. Well, Josh, today you're here to talk about something else. Please tell us more about your project.
Yes, you're right. Me and hundreds of other players from different teams in the U.S. have started a project called Going Olympic. That means we're working to get ultimate frisbee in the Olympic Games.
That sounds interesting. Now, what are your arguments for getting it in the Olympics?
Oh, there are lots of good arguments. Ultimate is a fast game and exciting to watch. Men and women play the game, and there are mixed teams, too.
Which is maybe also a reason why it's so popular.
You're right. Millions of people all over the world love this game and have been playing it since 1968, when Ultimate Frisbee was invented. Another very good argument for getting Ultimate Frisbee in the Olympics is the spirit of the game, which is fair play. There is no referee, and although the game is competitive, there is no physical contact between the players, and the players respect each other. And isn't fair play the Olympic idea?
You're right. I can see that you've got lots of good arguments, but the question is, what can you really do to make your project successful?
Well, there are lots of things. We make posters, write articles for sports magazines and newspapers to inform people about our idea. We use social media. We're active on the internet, and we give interviews on the radio. Look, I'm here today.
True. All that sounds like a lot of work. Thank you for this interview, and good luck for you and your project. Maybe we'll be able to watch the first Olympic Ultimate Frisbee match in 2028.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.